A San Antonio physician has written a book that includes the notion forgiveness can be good medicine. He says it's healthy to just let go of anger and resentment.
And can you take a deep breath for me, please?
That's the kind of question you expect during an exam by an internist.
And emotionally, how are you doing?
That's a question you may not expect, but it's an important part of the way Dr. Venkat Srinivasan cares for his patients. 4 years ago, Dr. Srini, as he's called at Southwest General Hospital, started studying integrative medicine.
The body and the mind are not necessarily separate. They are intertwined.
In other words, emotions and attitudes affect health. Dr. Srini believes withholding forgiveness can cause a persistent mental wound that won't heal. It can bleed into other aspects of our wellness like sleep patterns, blood pressure, mental health. Here's what the doctor tries to find out.
What is it that is preventing you from healing? Sometimes it is guilt, anger. These things prevent us from healing.
It was just making me sick. The stress of it. I couldn't get free.
That's Carol Davidson of San Antonio. She says she left an abusive marriage after 4 decades, only to realize she was still hostage to her resentment and pain. She became depressed and sick. Dr. Srini made sure she got therapy and medication for her depression, but he also nudged her toward another intervention.
My husband was dying with cancer.
She decided to forgive the man who abused her, out loud, in person.
So I went to the hospital and I forgave him, and it was the best thing I ever did.
All I can tell you is the difference in her is like night and day.
Srinivasan says recent physiological studies have shown forgiveness can bear unexpected fruit, like lower blood pressure, a more robust immune system, better sleep patterns, and overall less stress on the body. But he says complete scientific proof of the physical effects of bestowing forgiveness is simply not possible.
You're never going to have a complete slam dunk, double-blind placebo-controlled trial to prove this.
Davidson's explanation is less clinical than Dr. Srini's, but just as powerful.
When you forgive, you have peace.
Dr. Srini says the power of forgiveness is evident across cultures and in people with or without a religious background. He doesn't invalidate justified anger or righteous indignation. He just says it might be worth letting go.
There's hardly any side effect to this. So why not?
Wendy Rigby, Texas Public Radio News.